Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and a mighty good morning to you. Today I've got some things that I'm going to share with you. But first let me just say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for the opportunity for mothers and daughters to come to the round table every Saturday morning to hear the word. Father God, we thank you for the mothers and daughters that are hearing, that are feeling, that are seeing, and actually doing the word according to the messages that we're sending out on Saturday morning. I thank you for the opportunity, and I ask you to bless mothers and daughters around the world that it may filtrate into throughout the family, that the Father and the Son also is affected. We love you, and we appreciate you. In Jesus' name. I am on location this morning, so I will not be bringing the message. I just wanted to say hello, and I wanted to say hello to Cynthia. Cynthia, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here. Good morning, Dr. Fletcher.
Good morning, good morning. Cynthia is my co-host, Cynthia Oliver, and she's going to host the show today. Just as I've said to many of you, you know, my life is changing, things are happening. We need to bring more and more people on that can host the show and share the word. So I'm going to turn the show over to you, Cynthia. I will be listening. I will put my phone on mute, and I will come back when you finish. I will come back into the show and open it up for the line. All right? God bless you. It's
hey.
Yours.
All right. Thank you so much. Good morning, radio audience. Thank you. And Blog Talk Radio audience, thank you for joining us this morning. We are actually Sandra D and I are actually here together, one of the other co-hosts, and I'm not sure if Janet Pauldo is on this morning, but hi, Janet, if you're on, we'll be talking a little bit later. And this morning we are going to talk about something that's dear to my heart, and that's mothers and daughters celebrating each other. This being Women's Month and keeping with the theme, we're going to talk about celebrating moms and their daughters. I watched a movie last night, and the movie was actually writing a letter to God. And I thought about my own mother being deceased, and I know Sandra D, who's my co-host, who's here with me. Her mom is also deceased. So I thought about my mom this morning. If I had to write a letter to God, what would I say to God about my mom? I know my mom she accepted Christ several months prior to her passing. Dr. Fletcher actually led her to Christ, which was a great thing. And I just want to say good morning to the moms and the daughters that still have that opportunity to celebrate each other while they're here on earth. And so I challenge mothers and daughters this morning to really think about, if you had to write a letter to God, what would you say about your mom? What would you say about your daughter? And so with that, Sandra D and I, we're going to talk about some stuff. And my morning devotion has to say this: my unfailing love for you will not be shaken. It's a Chinese missionary, John Bentley, described a book written by Max. And what it said was entitled, "You Are Special," to children who live in China, Chinese orphanage. In the country, male children are actually preferred over female children. Healthy babies outrank impaired ones. Indeed, children who cannot speak or hear stand little chance of a healthy, productive life. Every message of history and culture tells them you don't matter. The story that Max wrote describes how a wooden person in a village of wooden people, the village had a specific type of sticking stars on achieved and dots on struggles. Wow. He also goes on to say that the dots that the people gave him dots for not reason, for no reason at all. But when he met Eli, his maker, Eli affirmed him, telling him to disregard the opinions of others. I made you, he explained, and I don't make mistakes. I had never heard such words. When he did, his dots began to drop off. And when the children in the orphanage heard such words, their world began to change. John Bentley described reading the story of these children and the incredible effects it had on each as they sat, glued to every word. When the idea came through in the reading that they were special simply because they were made by a loving creator, everyone started crying, including the teachers. It was wild. Today, open your Bible, get God's opinion on you, and build your life on it. It's the only opinion that counts. Though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, saith the Lord. So, mothers and daughters, this morning, how special you are to each other. I challenge every mother, every daughter to celebrate the time that you have on this earth. Because, take it from someone who knows, Sandra D, and as we sat here this morning, both of our mothers are gone, and we don't have that opportunity to celebrate with them. But we can celebrate their lives. And so I am just so pleased to be here this morning. Every word that proceeded out of my mouth about these stories, about these little ones, you are the apple of God's eye, every mother, every daughter. And I know some of you might be saying, I don't have a daughter, but you are a daughter. Every woman is somebody's daughter. Even if you are estranged from your mother, she is still your mother. And even if you don't know where she is this morning, mothers don't know where daughters are, daughters don't know where mothers are, I challenge you to sit down and write a letter of celebration for your life and the life of the person who gave you birth. It's only the beginning of a healing process if you choose to take this challenge. Because every woman, every child loved their mother, regardless of how bad we may think she is. You were given to her, and she is your mother. And what I like to say is, God gives mothers daughters, and what mothers do with those daughters, it's a gift from God to them. And what they do with those daughters is a gift to God. So what are you doing with your daughters this morning? What are you saying to your daughters this morning? Do she know she's special? Yeah, she's special in the eyes of God, but does she know that she's special to you, Mom? Sandra D, is there anything you'd like to add or say with regards to the conversation thus far?
Well, actually, I do. You mentioned, we talked briefly this morning because we are actually at a roundtable. This is Women's Month, and I just wanted to say, you mentioned earlier about appreciating the mothers while they're still here alive on Earth and awarding them, actually, awarding them, maybe going out to dinner, saying something nice, encouraging, while they're actually still here alive on this earth. And also one thing that I just want to say that I totally regret, and you know Mother's Day is around the corner, is I know my mother loved me and I know I loved her, but one thing we never really said was I love you. And that's one thing to this very day that I totally regret, is to say I love you. Even though we knew it, I just never said the words. So any opportunity, even to today, me, Cynthia, we always say, and the other ladies, we always say I love you. And that's one thing I tell my cousin, I tell my uncle, I tell my son every day, that I love him. I never got a chance to say that to my mom, and I think that's one regret that I know that I wish I could have said. So I beg you, for those of you out there, if your mother is still alive, to please appreciate them while they're still here on this earth, because you never get a second chance. And that's what I want to say.
Thank you for sharing, Sandra D. And that is so true. And Dr. Fletcher is actually was the vehicle that challenged me to make that move of showing my mother how much I loved her, despite the fact, and I thought my relationship with my mom was good. But, I didn't grow up with my mom, as some of you already know out there who listened to the show. But those last 2 years, because I took that challenge with Dr. Fletcher, was some of the, we actually got to pick up where we left off. I was taken from my mom when I was 18 months old, but my mom was sick for the last 2 years of her life. And I actually got to lay in bed with my mom, because you know at age 18 months, you're still cuddling with your mom. So I got to cuddle with my mom for 2 years, the last 2 years of her life. And I want to say the last 6 months, really, because she only got critically ill the last 6 months. But for those 2 years, I went back, I got the pieces of what was going on in her life, why she didn't raise me. And oftentimes, we don't know what the story is, and you got to go back and get the story in order that you can understand what might have taken place, why your mom didn't raise you, why your mom wasn't able to love you like you wanted her to love you, why she never said she loved you. And we all have to understand as mothers that hurting people hurt people. It is not an excuse, because we as adults, we have the responsibility of seeking help for our woes. And when we neglect to do that, our children suffer. They end up in orphanages. They end up in foster care and all of these places. And so when we as moms, you know, we have been given the greatest job ever. In watching this movie last night, A Letter to God, there was a mom who was facing so much. She didn't have a daughter, but she had sons. And her son was diagnosed with cancer. And she had lost her husband 2 years prior to that. And so I do believe that God has chosen mothers to be, we're like warriors, because we go through so much, but we come out and we stand. And if we seek the help that we need for our own emotional distress, then we can prepare the way for our daughters and our daughter-in-laws and any woman that come into our lives, because we're all daughters. And we've all been put here to be here for each other. You know, you don't have your mother anymore. I don't have my mom anymore. Dr. Fletcher, you know, we're not that much younger than Dr. Fletcher, but she acts as a mother figure to us. And I am just so grateful to have Dr. Fletcher in my life, because Dr. Fletcher, I took the challenge, and I was able to heal that relationship with my mom before she passed away. And I am so grateful, because I have no regrets because of that, because I was able to tell my mom I loved her for the last 2 years and without the sting of the past. And that's what we got to get past. We got to get the past of what didn't happen, because you got to understand what might have been going on in her life when she was raising you. So daughters and mothers, I really challenge you this morning to really, really get out of yourselves and just look for the good in being here. You might not. You might say, well, what's the good in it? She left me, or she didn't raise me, or she let this happen to me. But you got to go back and get the pieces so you can gain the understanding why she didn't raise you, why things might have been the way that they were. And, yeah, we do the best we can with what we know. But, again, I challenge mothers that you have a responsibility of seeking help for your woes so you can be a good mother to that daughter, to that son. And so I just want to say, Sandra D, I am just so grateful that you were able to share that with the audience, because people need to hear your story. And this month being Women's Month, it's all about a story, because we all have a story. And Dr. Fletcher was my keynote speaker on an event that we celebrated Women's Day. We actually ended up having it on Women's Day. How ironic on that. I had no idea that it was Women's Day when we did this actual event, because when it started in 1982, it was actually March 7th that they celebrated the day on. But so happened that I went into Kinko's on Thursday before the event, and a young lady was telling me, she said, I heard something on the radio this morning that today is the actual Women's Day, the national celebration day, and women around the world is being celebrated. They even get to take time off from work in other countries. Of course, not here in the States, but around the countries, they were given the days off. People buy gifts and celebrate them. And I just want to challenge our mothers out there and our daughters out there to celebrate your mother. You don't have to wait to Mother's Day to celebrate each other. Because as we sit here talking, we know that there's the only moment we have is today. Tomorrow is not promised to any of us. So celebrate your mom. Celebrate your daughter every day. You know, I do these cute little things sometimes with my husband. I might put a candy in his lunch pail. Mothers, if your daughter is living with you, even start when they're young. You know, these children I just read about, they're in China orphanages. You know, you never know when your child is going to be an orphan, because you never know when your time is up. But while you are there with her, do these little things to let them know how special they are, Mom. They are the apple of God's eye, and they should be the apple of your eye. And every woman, just like every man, wants a daughter that they can to emulate them. And unfortunately, I didn't have that opportunity. And I was kind of upset over the years about why I didn't want a daughter. And Sandra D, you and I, we've talked about this over the years. Over the years, we've been part of the organization and why I didn't want a daughter. And you've often heard our audience what the story that Dr. Fletcher tells about a story from South Carolina and the daughter and the mother that came until the event. And this particular young girl said that her mother didn't even like her. And she didn't have a clue why they were there at that event. And the story unfolded. And to find out that the mother never really wanted her, but the mother never wanted her because of what had happened to her. And oftentimes when we've had adversities in life as young girls, and we grow up to become women, we don't want to have daughters because we don't want that thing to happen to them that happened to us. And that's going back and getting that story that I'm talking about. You have got to get the story in order that you can gain some understanding of some things regarding to your relationship with your mom. it's not always what it appears to be, ladies. It's not always what it appears to be, daughters, when it comes to your mom. And mothers, it's your responsibility to talk candidly and honestly with your daughters to let them know some things. No, you don't have to go into detail, but you can let them know, because as a mom, you know where there's a disconnect. You know if you're struggling in your relationship with your daughter. And oftentimes, unfortunately, mothers back off as opposed to coming closer to their daughters when they start to grow and become teenagers, and there's a distance there. And oftentimes, mothers allow that distance because they don't want to be uncomfortable in sharing what has taken place in their lives. I declare it is the most heroic thing you will ever do to share your story with your daughter so she can have an understanding why things are the way that they are. Mothers, I challenge you to have those type of conversations with your daughters. I don't have daughters. I have sons. But I tell you, I've had those. My sons are adults now. I've had those conversations with my sons. I've been honest with my sons from as long as I can remember. And it's so important that we learn to talk to our children, because, again, all we have is the present moment. And if you leave this world without them knowing the story, if there's a conflict within that relationship prior to, when you leave here, mother, when you leave, or that daughter leaves prior to, and things are left unsaid, as Ms. Sandra D. said, there's some regrets. And we never have to have regrets when we do what we know we should be doing. Sandra D., you want to weigh in on the conversation before we continue? Okay, it's okay. And so, mothers, what do you have to say for yourself this morning? Do you have a justification why you're not saying those terms of endearment to your daughters? And I asked you this morning, what are you waiting for? You say you got time. Well, maybe, hopefully, that's a hope. But I challenge you today, Mom. There's an unfailing love that a mother and daughter should have that should be unshakable. And one of the other things that was on my mind this morning, if I had to write a letter to God this morning about my mom, what would I say? I know I would like to say, Mom, I miss you. I miss my mom. And even though it was only 2 years that I had really had with her as a mother-daughter relationship, I had some really, really fun moments of being around my mom. I found out some things about her that I didn't even have a clue, that I'm so much like her. She was a funny lady. She made me laugh those 2 years. We would just laugh about silly stuff. She had this cute laugh, Sandra D. And we would lie there and we would watch her favorite shows on television. It was just awesome. I cannot imagine not having that time, redeeming that time with her. I have no regrets this morning because I was able to go there. I was able to talk to her. And so, you know, we were also this morning talking about seriousness and the seriousness of people in the world. You know what? Yeah, mothers need to get serious about their relationship with their daughters. Daughters, you need to get serious about your relationship with your mom, because we don't know when the last time that we'll have that opportunity. And Sandra, your mom died kind of quickly, right? She wasn't sick over years.
No, actually, one Friday she woke up with a headache, basically. And Sunday she was gone. It was an aneurysm, burst in her head. She had a 50-50 chance to survive. And that's how it happened. Basically, right after I got out of high school, she was living in California, and she decided she wanted a change because I was here. She wanted a change because I was here, and so she moved to Florida to, you know, my brothers were already here, and the next thing you know, she worked in the school system. You know, she loved working with kids like me, it turns out. And she was at the school ground, actually, and one Friday she was at school, and she complained about a headache, and they rushed her to the hospital, and on Sunday she was gone. It was just so quick. So I never really got a chance, and that's where that I love you come from. And, you know, one thing Cynthia was talking about as well is, you know, making sure you say that to your mom, or your daughter say that to your kids or your mom, is I kind of challenge you all out there, too, to start saying I love you more to people outside, you know, if it's a family member. Just say I love you. I mean, God is love. That's all he talks about, is being love and love unconditionally. So I challenge you out there, too, to say I love you to as many people as you can daily. I say it daily. Even if it's just one person, I say I love you, too. You've got to express that love. And, again, I challenge you all out there on the radio to do that more.
And Sandra D, I did not know that your mom was actually working with children as because that's what Ms. Sandra D does. Ms. Sandra D works with teens. She has her own organization called You Go Girl. She works with troubled teen young ladies who's struggling to be the young ladies that they were put here to be. Sandra D, you want to give your website? No? Okay. All right. Well,
it's still being worked on.
Okay. So we'll continue the conversation. And but you can give your phone number in case any young girl is struggling in her relationship with her mom, that she can call and talk to you. So if you go ahead and give that number.
Sure. The telephone number is in Broward. It's 954-551-3400. Leave a message if I don't pick up. And again, I try to encourage to uplift, whether it's if you're having trouble, or I teach on etiquette and social etiquette as well as modeling. So anybody out there who just wants to talk and needs some help or in the right direction, please feel free to give me a call while the website is still being worked on. Thank you.
Okay, well, that's what we do here with Mothers and Daughters, the Mother and Daughter Organization. You guys who are just joining us, it's the Mother and Daughter Bonding Network. And what we do, we heal mothers and daughter relationships. Dr. Betsy Fletcher is our CEO and president of the organization. I work with the substance abuse moms, and Sandra D works with the teenagers and the children of those moms. So we are just we love what we do. We love bringing that healing peace in order that you can have the relationship that God would have you to have. And so again, we challenge you to get involved with your relationship. And it takes effort. It is not an easy thing to overcome hurt and pain and disappointment. But guess what? Is really not that serious, and to the point that you don't have a relationship. I'll put it that way. It's not that serious till you don't have a relationship with your mom, that you don't have a relationship with your daughter, because you guys, we are a gift to each other. God has given you a mom. God has given you a daughter. So you guys, really, I can't say enough about it. Because, you know, when my mom passed away, Sandra, you guys were there at the funeral, and they sung a song, There's Nobody Greater Than You. And, of course, you know that song relates to God and Christ. There's nobody greater than you. And when I had the opportunity to get up there and speak, you know what? I thought about that song. There is no greater being than God. But having a relationship with your mom, come pretty close. Because I'm telling you, I was so blessed by those 2 years that I had with my mom. It was, there's no words that I can even say other than it was so special. She was so special. Our relationship was so special towards the end of many, many years of struggling. I was a 42-year-old crying over the fact that I had never really done any mother-daughter anything, not even going to a movie, watching or sitting down and even having a mother-daughter conversation. It just wasn't part of my life. But those last 2 years, Sandra D., I can't even begin to tell you how God has a way of redeeming time. I caught up right where it was left off. God is so awesome. And when you allow him to heal you, mothers, when he allow you to heal him, daughters, I declare you will find a newness. You will find a love for your mom. You will find a love for your daughter that you never had. And this being the month of celebration of women, why not start now? This time is just as good as any. Don't keep putting it off. And when we talk about the unfailing love of God, unconditional love of God, he loves us in spite of all of our stuff. Surely we can love our children, our daughters, unconditionally. Surely we can love our mothers unconditionally, regardless of what they did or didn't do. The failures, the faults, we all have them. And you know what keeps me, you know what, and even over the years, I said I wasn't angry, but I had a lot of anger. And I allowed that anger to really put up a wall. And the more I distanced myself, the taller that wall got. And that wall had me so distant from my mom. How can somebody reach out to you when there's a wall in front of them? You know, and my mom was so wounded. She was so wounded. I remember my brother passing away, and my mom never shed a tear because my mom lost all four of her kids when she was in her 20s. My father took us all, and my mom just built up that wall. And so I'm sharing these stories with you ladies and moms and daughters out there so you can gain an understanding about why a person might have a wall up to keep you guys at an arm length because of the pain and disappointment. But you've got to get to a point that you don't allow it to hinder your mother-daughter relationship. Because God is holding you, mom, responsible for those relationships. And you too, daughters, because he said that we are to honor our parents. He didn't say if she was a good mom, honor her. He said we ought to honor our parents regardless. So if you're waiting for her to be a good mom to honor her, she might not ever live up to your expectations of what a good mom is because we have misconceptions and we only have what we see. So we have bought into what we think a mother-daughter relationship is. And so if you're waiting for your mom to be the mom that you have made up in your mind what it should be, she may never meet up to those expectations. But she meets God's expectations, because here's the thing. God only sees the best in us. And so my hope is that every mom will take the responsibility of seeking help for her woes so she can be the best mom that she can be to her daughter. And one of the questions I always ask the population that I'm working with, the question is, what is it that you want for your daughter? What is it that you want for your child? And they almost always say the best. But how can you give them the best when you are not the best? You can't give them anything that you don't have. And so, mom, it's your responsibility to become the best mom that you can be. And when you become the best mom, guess what? Your daughter is not going to fall far from the tree, because you have the power to heal that relationship. Not aside from God, because you've got to put him in the mix, because he is the key to having the heart that you need in order to love your mom past your pain. He is the key, daughters, to healing you so that you can love your mom and honor her the way that he desired you to honor her. So if you guys are waiting till you guys become the best, you're going to miss out, because God only sees the best in us. Now we got to catch up. We got to do what we need to do to become everything that he's put us here to be, so we can be that good mom, that we can be that good daughter, that we can love each other. We can meet in the middle and love each other for who we are and who we were designed to be. It needs to be an unshakable love between mothers and daughters, a special love between mothers and daughters. I like the part when the guy talked about the dots as opposed to the stars. And it is in that misconception of how we see each other that we place dots as opposed to stars. I know I know there's a lot of mothers and daughters out there that wish that their daughter could be somebody, a better daughter or a better mom. Yeah, and they probably can be, but guess what? You got to also accept them for who they are. We have a lot of expectations that we put on people, but you got to understand they have their own personality, and God created them to be a certain way. So you got to love a person for who they are and where they are. And mothers are, if you're doing your job, your daughter's going to catch up and be whatever it is that you desire her to be. Stop calling it as though it is. Scripture is very clear about calling a thing as though it is. If you want her to be a great daughter, start calling her great. If you want her to be an awesome daughter, let her know how awesome she is. Because I tell you, I just thank Dr. Fletcher, and I can't thank her enough, because she was the vehicle that I was able to have this type of relationship with my mom. My mom was so cool. She was so special. At the end, this relationship was, in fact, unshakable. But prior to that, oh girl, prior to that, it was shaken. It was just truly shaken. But because of what Dr. Fletcher challenged me to do, it became so awesome. And so, Mom, if I had to write a letter to God today, I would say, yeah, you are the best. You are the best mom. I would say, Mom, I love you and I miss you. I miss you, Mommy. I miss hearing your laugh. I miss your corny jokes. But guess what? The time we spent, we caught up. How cool is that, huh? So, mommies, daughters, we need to get it together. We need to let each other know how awesome we are. How awesome you are. But here's the problem. When you don't know how awesome you are, you can't tell your daughter how awesome she is. So I challenge you too, Mom, to take a look at yourself. I challenge you to go back and get the pieces of your own relationship with your mom to see where the disconnect came. And when you find that disconnect with you and your mom, you'll be able to move into a different relationship with your daughter. Because it is that emotional break that you have with your mom that you're not able to have that emotional relationship with your daughter that was intended. So with that, I want to open up the phones to the audience and see what you have to say about mothers and daughter relationships. And maybe you have a challenge you want to put out there in order to celebrate mothers and daughters. So I welcome anyone out there who will pick up the phone and give us a call to give us your opinion on what you're thinking concerning mothers and daughter relationships. Dr. Fletcher, are you there?
I am. What a great, great message. You guys did a very good job.
Thank you so much.
I'm trying to listen to someone else talk and listening to you guys talking, and I really discovered how awesome the two of you really are. That's absolutely wonderful. Right now I'm looking at the switchboard. People are there. They heard you. They're listening. If you'd like to comment, if you click 1, I'll make sure I work the switchboard here and get you on. Hold 1 second. I'm going to just click. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Hello. This is Evangelist Cecilia Davis from Brooklyn, New York. And I just want to thank God for today. I just want to thank God for the radio, Mother and Daughter Unbonding today. And I just want to say, Cynthia, you did a excellent job. I understood. I got it. And it was something that I need to get. And I thank you. And I thank your co-host, too, Sandra D. I thank her for that, for sharing that with us about her mother. You know, never was able to say, I love you. And I felt it. I felt when she really came out and she said it. Cynthia, about writing the movie, writing a letter to God, that is just awesome. And I'm going to take that challenge. Not only if I'm going to write a letter to God, it's going to be short, but sweet. I'm also going to write one to my mother, which is already, that she's had already deceased also. And my mother was an awesome woman. And she left her four daughters a lot of stuff down here on this earth for us to have and to go on with memories and everything. And yes, I'm going to write and tell my mother I miss her. Her last 10 years she suffered for Alzheimer's. But we didn't put my mother in a home or anything. We kept my mother with us, and she knew us to the end. And she was just awesome. And I'm also going to take that challenge and write a letter to my daughter, because me and my daughter relationship is a lot better now with than it was before with the mother and daughter, Dr. Bessie helping. At least now I know where my daughter is, where my granddaughter was. There was a time in my life that I didn't know where they was. I thought they was in Florida, and they was in New York City where I was. So
wow.
I just thank God for that I can pick up the phone and I could call and she'll talk. And we don't have that bond like we used to, but at least we talk. At least I know if my child is okay. And I want to also write a letter to my granddaughter. I mean, she's little now, but she sees the tension, you know, of me and her mother. And I know she asks questions already. So I'm going to sit down and I'm going to write a letter. to my granddaughter, too. I don't know if I'm going to give them this letter, but I'm going to write it, and it's going to be something from me to God. And I enjoy what you said about the Chinese the Chinese girls, because I know in their custom that they don't worship or respect the girl child like they do the boy's kids. So I know, I can imagine, I didn't see the movie, I can imagine that, to know that there's a God that made you and love you, that just like he loved the boys. That had to be a good movie, just seeing it and just hearing you talk about it. And yeah. I don't want to keep going, because I know other people probably want to give something too. But I just want to say, Cynthia and Sandra D, y'all did a great job. And Cynthia, you do have another calling, and that is for the media. I thank you for letting me share today, and I thank you for this time. And I am going to take up this challenge. Thank you.
That is so awesome. Thank you so much for calling in, Evangelist Davis. And again, mothers, I challenge you, because how does it feel to be a dot as opposed to a star? Girls are looked at as dots and guys are looked at as stars. That's crazy, because God created each and every one of us, and we are special in his eyes. Do we have any more callers out there? Dr. Fletcher?
Well, I don't see anybody else saying they want to talk. They're sitting there, and that's
okay.
Good. We thank
well,
you for
we'll
listening.
Okay, well, that's awesome. Well, so we'll continue out the conversation, and and
I'd
we'll
like
go,
to make a comment.
Go, oh, by all means, go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to make a comment, Evangelist Davis. I appreciate what you said, and we too challenge you that maybe you would want to be the host one Saturday morning, because I know you have a lot to share with mothers and daughters, and God allow us to go through things so that we'll have a testimony. And that testimony is the value that we have and the gift that we have to give to someone else. So I want you, too, to think about that. And then sometimes when you feel like you're ready, let us know, because I know you have a message to give. God is just moving. He's using all of us to minister. I am so proud of these two ladies this morning. I mean, I know you had it, but, I mean, it just absolutely was absolutely wonderful. I'm going to get off. Somebody else want to talk. 1 second. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hello.
Go ahead. You're on.
Hi. I just wanted to say that the show was great, and I haven't listened to the show in maybe a year and a half. And just listening, I forgot the names. I don't want to mess them up. But just listening to both of you just made me realize a lot. And sometimes you just, not to necessarily say you have to back away, but you can just take others' advice and just listen, and then maybe come to the forefront as far as relationships and mothers and daughters. So I just learned a lot from this show, and it's just really going to go with me in my heart, and that's it. I know someone had gave out their number, and I was wondering if I could get it again.
Okay, sure. Sandra D., go ahead.
The number is 954-551-3400.
954-551-3400.
Yes, and I look forward to speaking to you. Thank you.
Okay, I'll call after the show.
Awesome. And Dr. Fletcher, if you don't mind me sharing some things, we shared this earlier this month concerning what George Herbert said. He said, "He who cannot forgive another breaks the bridge over which he must pass himself." And it goes on to talk about forgiveness and the necessity of forgiveness. It says, unfairly bounced off that plane and soon entered a meeting that did in fact change the entire direction of my life, forgiveness. And he said, forgiveness frees you from the grip of negative forces. It positions you where you can be blessed by God, and it teaches little people how to be big people. We have got to forgive each other for the shortcomings, for the disappointments, for the failures. Mothers must forgive their daughters, and daughters must forgive their mothers. And I didn't say it. God said it. Because how can you ask somebody to forgive you when you're not willing to forgive somebody else?
Amen. Amen. Well, I just want to say thank you to the last caller. I appreciate you coming on. I know your story, your journey. You've come a long way. And to be a young lady, you'll be a stronger person when you get my age, because you're learning quickly and fast, and I see the change in you, and I see how you are embracing the Word of God. And you're just going to be a strong, powerful woman. You're already strong and powerful. You're an author. Also a radio host, and I just want to commend you for coming on. We appreciate that, and again, you know, we'd like to have you share your story with us one Saturday morning, you know, because you'll be able to reach those young girls out there. I just think it's time in 2013 that we all, you know, come together and just make it our own. Just, you know, we don't have to do separate things. Let's just come together, because our focus is to do what God has asked us to do and help our experience as women, mothers, and daughters to strengthen someone else. So I commend you for coming on. Love you, and appreciate everybody on the line today. And I'm going to turn it back over to Cynthia. I don't want to take it over to Cynthia. You all are doing such a good job.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much, Dr. Fletcher, for sharing your perspective and sharing all of the wisdom, knowledge, and I will ask you to give out the phone number where they can reach you before you go, please.
Mm-hmm. You can reach me at 786-462. I think it's, 6470. I'll have my stuff in front of me. But if you call me and leave me a message, it's 786-462-60. 6470, I'm sorry. Just email me at drbessie1, D-R-B-E-S-S-I-E, the number 1, at Gmail, and I'll be glad to respond to you.
Thank you,
Dr. Fletcher. Thank you for allowing me to share on your show.
You're very welcome. Thank you for trusting us to do the show. We appreciate you. And so we're going to wrap up the last moments here. And, again, thank you, audience, for weighing in and giving us your opinions and giving us something to for our own selves, because we all learn from each other. As Dr. Fletcher said, we all learn from each other, and God has given us all a story in order that we can help each other heal from the brokenness, from the disappointments of life. Because let's face it, it has been, because of the fall, we all fall short. And so because we all fall short, let's not hold on to what has happened. Let's get past that by being big people, by becoming bigger people. And when you learn to forgive somebody, you become the bigger person. And that love that flows from forgiveness, oh my, there's nothing like it. There's no words to even express once that forgiveness comes into your heart. Because here's the thing. Out of the heart flows the issues of life. And what am I saying? Those who don't know scripture, what I'm saying is that whatever you hold in your heart will rule your emotions. You will act on those emotions, and you will act out. You will act against the love flow that God has for you between each other, mothers and daughters. You got to deal with it, because what's been buried alive will stay alive, and it will always come back to bring up those negative emotions that you may have buried. You have got to deal with them.
Yes, that's true. That's Cynthia?
We getting a feedback, Dr. Fletcher?
I'm sorry?
We getting a feedback here?
I don't know.
Are you there?
Are you there? Yes, I'm here.
Hello?
Hello? Yes.
Yeah, we getting a feedback on the phone. I don't know where that's coming from.
Is that better?
Yeah, much better. But any final comments from you before we say goodbye?
Well, the only thing I can say is that, you know, God is blessing us. We are moving to a greater height. We are not the same people we were last year. We've gone through what we've gone through to make us stronger, to make us trust God. And, you know, I just say to every mother and daughter out there, just realize you're not perfect people. There's no perfect mother, no perfect daughter. And just know that we're doing the very best that we can. And if you know that you're focusing on your heart and you're doing the very best you can, just keep trusting God and keep asking for guidance and asking God for wisdom. He will guide you. The Holy Spirit will protect you, will comfort you. And the angels are there to make sure you don't even hit your toe against a stone. So if you believe in that and you hold on to that, every Saturday morning we get up, we just want to add a little bit more to our knowledge base to make us stronger mothers and daughters. And I thank you for coming on Saturday morning. I bless you in the name of Jesus. And just keep doing a little bit at a time. You can't get it all at one time, just a little bit at a time. Every day just do a little something and see what it adds up to be. You'll be surprised. And months, as the months and the years go by, you won't be the same person. God bless you. Thank you, guys.
Amen.
I really appreciate you doing this.
And you're very welcome.
Final comment, and I'm going to say goodbye to the audience, and you all got the rest of the show.
Amen.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes. I just want to say one thing before y'all close out. Again, last week I had put out there that I was going to go and meet and see and talk to my sister that I haven't talked to in about over 20 years. And I had asked everybody out there for their prayers and everything, and I just want to give a brief summons of it. It was awesome. My younger sister, she's a preacher now, and she can preach. And this was my first time, you know, hearing her preach. And it was just awesome. And afterward, we just look in each other's eyes, and we just hug each other. I show her a picture of my granddaughter, and she was, like, off. She ain't seen her since she was born. So it was, she looked at me, and she said, "You know what we got to do, right?" I said, "Yes. We got to get our family back together." So it was just awesome. I can't explain it to you. It was like I was shouting the whole time. I just couldn't sit down. I mean, and not to speak to a woman of God, not to even be able to hear your sister for over 20 years was like, wow. God is just so awesome. I'm evangelist. She's a minister. We're just going to get it together, and we're just going to do God's work. And I'm just so thankful for her. I'm thankful for Dr. Bessie for giving me the inspiration to do it. You know, I was kind of nervous, and I was thinking about canceling, but I said, no, I got to do this. And I just thank everybody out there for their prayers, and just keep me in their prayers. Thank you, Cynthia.
Amen. That is so awesome. I was praying the whole time on Sunday.
Thank you.
I wanted to say something on there, but I didn't want to say anything. I wanted you to do it yourself. But that is awesome. Oh, man. We'll talk about it. I know, because we got a few minutes to say, and she's got to close out. I love you for that. You understand me? If I was supposed to, I'd get a big bear hug. Okay, go ahead.
Amen. And for the rest of you out there, I'm going to end the show with this. Forgive when you are hurt, and don't take resentment to bed. And with
Amen.
That, say goodbye.
All right. Goodbye. Love you guys.
Love
Bye.
You. Have a great day, and we miss you.
All right. Thank you, guys. I'll see you when I get back in town.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye.